My name is Ichabod Crane. In 1781, I died on the battlefield. Now I've been awakened 250 years later in a land I no longer recognize, Sleepy Hollow. You were called to defend humanity from the forces of hell. We both were.
We need to fight with every breath that we have left.
I have faced horsemen without heads. Even discovered my own son is the horseman of war. Let us release our own horsemen. Until we go down. They've been planning this since before the birth of our nation.
What are we willing to do to keep everyone safe?
War isn't coming to Sleepy Hollow. It's been here waiting all along. Goodbye, Father.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike Pierce of iWatchMike.com. It is time for another recap show right here on Blog Talk Radio. Alongside of me, I have my partner in crime. I got Miss Amy McCracken. What's up, Amy?
Hey, okay. Still, that song is not out for download or anything, but it's in a new movie trailer, and I cannot wait to see that movie that you sent me.
Oh, my gosh. You and this freaking song.
I think I want it.
You know what? We were talking about it on YouTube, me and some other people, and I think you can download it, but it is available on an album, but it's not from the U.S. It's actually from somewhere else. I'll have to send you the link on YouTube.
Yeah,
because there's people that want the song as well, and the song is for Sleepy Hollow. If you don't recognize that intro, Sleepy Hollow returned on Monday night on Fox. The episode was called Paradise Lost. It's pretty much kicks off right where the mid-season finale of Moloch getting stabbed by Henry, and it was just crazy town. It starts off right there. And I got to ask you, what did you think of this episode?
At first, I was like, oh my God, seriously?
Right.
An angel? Now we got demons, now we got angels. Supernatural all over again. But it got better. It surprised me.
Yeah, it was kind of, I don't know, you know, I wanted this episode to be, like, explosive because, you know, that mid-season finale was like, what?
Yeah.
I think I still was wanting that, what? That was an awesome start. And you know that we have to wait 2 weeks for it to return.
What?
See, and off the show, people that are listening to this, Amy's like, well, tonight we'll record, and then we'll go ahead and get this, and we'll get some notes. And I didn't have the heart to tell her, yes, if you watch the very end, we have to wait 2 weeks for it to return. It's a re-
Why? I don't understand why they do this to us.
This is your TV, people. The episode that's going to air tonight on Fox is the episode where Sheriff Corbin's son comes back, and they do the drama between him and Jenny and everything else, where he's the... what was the creature that he's the turns into the creature? That's what's tonight's episode. And then we don't even.
At least now I know you weren't just blowing me off because you Micah just kept saying, "Yeah, we'll see how it goes out. We'll see how." It
plays. Yeah, that's what I want to tell you. I want to tell you on the air that way you could be like, "What?"
God, that upsets me. And there's no new Gotham either.
No new Gotham either.
I need to tell my brother because my brother, something about the cable company, they cut a wire. There was a big fire at his neighbor's house, and they cut a wire, and now he's got no telephone, internet, or cable. So he was going to come over tonight and spend the night at my apartment.
To watch Sleepy Hollow?
To watch Sleepy Hollow and Gotham.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, tell him to reruns. He don't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
Not at all. So I thought I was going to be wowed, but I think I was right there with you when the when Angel Orion shows up. I was like, these demons look cool. And then I was kind of comparing the angel to, like, Dominion angels and, of course, Supernatural. And I was like, but you know what? It worked, I guess, you know.
I mean, it worked. Now we know that he's not a good angel. He's a bad angel. So I like that. What did you think about Jenny in this episode?
I thought she looked hot in her dress. It's the first time I've ever said, Jenny, you know what? She's a tomboy and she's badass. But I've never been like, okay, I think she's hot. But, this episode I was like, what? You go, Jenny. I didn't understand. I don't know if they were trying. I don't know what it is. I felt that when, especially at the end where Holly and her are, out in the street and they're trying to figure out the Rock and everything else. And then she's still in her dress from the night before. So it's obvious they had been doing this all night, but I was like, really? Like, Really? Like, I don't know. I just felt like
why would you go in a case? Me being a girl, now I'm somewhat of a tomboy, but I can dress up and look nice.
Uh-huh.
And I would be, and if I was going to save the world or I had to go out and do this stuff, I'd be like, yeah, we got to stop by the apartment. I got to get some sweats on.
Yeah, I don't know. I felt like they were trying to get, you know, because then when Holly's like, I am kind of jealous. I was like, really? Do we have time to be?
But he was after Abby. That's what got me too. I was like, why are you jealous when you went after her sister?
He didn't go after her. He was kind of getting feelings for her. I'm telling you, it was a dress. I'm telling you, seeing Jenny dressed up did a little something to Holly. It did a little something to me. And I was like, what, Abby, what? You know? And I just didn't know if they were kind of, I felt they were kind of trying to shove this little cutesy flirtation crap between Holly and Jenny and how she was kind of going off at him. And I was like, really? You got demons, an angel, the headless horseman, and you guys are like trying to have a little romance? I don't know.
It's not going to be a triangle that Abby's in, because we got Crane, the witch, whatever her name is.
Katrina.
Mm-hmm. Abby. And then you got Abby's sister and Holly. And so Abby's in the middle, and you know that both Ichabod and Holly like Abby. So what kind of triangle is Abby going to be in?
Yeah, Abby's in, I don't know. Katrina, I don't know either. You know, I definitely liked when Crane put Katrina and Abby in check when they were fighting each other and arguing and crap. And then he was like, "No, listen here." I was like, ooh.
I really think he is done.
I don't think Crane's done.
You don't think he is?
No.
I mean, come on.
Mm-mm. I think he's
living in the archive.
I think, you know what, the thing about it is like, I really want to be on Crane's side, but I think he's like being a little bitch. Like,
he is?
Kind of, and you know, it's like, but don't get me wrong though. Like, I don't know. I think he definitely has, and I know people, fans that are listening, are probably like, what? She lied to him. Yes, she did. And she didn't tell him a bunch of stuff. But I don't know. I just think that he's not acting like himself. And I think that's what it is. Like, the Crane, for me, in the beginning of season one and two, you know, he's more heartful and has more, I guess you could say, compassion. You know, he's always the one that's always on the fence, like, what if this and what if that. So I don't know if Katrina's doing has made him kind of like tarnished, kind of like ticked off. Like, I don't know. I just feel like.
I still think she's playing both sides. Like, she had a whole nother plan. She's got a plan for something.
No, I think definitely she definitely does, because even like you see all the looks, like when he put her in check, she was like, what? And then even like the part where. She Abby and Crane were talking, and she was just after being told, like, you know, we're going to go get the horsemen, and, you know, if you screw this all up. So Katrina's kind of like throwing looks a little bit. I don't know. I think knowing Katrina, she felt sorry for Henry. I think she feels sorry for Abraham, and I think she's starting to get feelings for that dude, you know, because.
You think?
I think so.
She's back in love with Abraham?
I'm not saying love. I think it's kind of like Crane. Crane loves his wife. But you can kind of tell he has a thing for Abby. And I think Katrina loves Crane, but starting to have a thing for Abraham. So they're in the same boat. And I think that's what it is to me.
Always go back to your first love.
I think that is why I'm kind of like, you know, like he's acting like a bitch, because someone needs to say, you're doing the exact same thing that Katrina's doing. That's why I'm like, come on, Crane. Get it together.
I don't think he's doing the exact same thing.
I think he is.
I think Katrina just needs to go.
Katrina, she looked hotter, and she looks like she's got a different outfit on.
She does.
She looked good, but she's up to something. I'm trying to
always
figure it out.
Up to something.
I think it's a bigger picture with her. I think it's a bigger. I think she has a mission. Like she claims to have a mission with Crane and Abby, but her mission is like mission. Like she's got. You know, she's like,
she has her own mission.
Yeah, and it's on a need to know, you know, and you don't need to know Crane kind of thing for the better good. I don't think
anybody needs to know. My favorite part, I know we're jumping around right now, but my favorite part is when Abby knocked on the board and she's like, may I enter your room?
See, you would like that.
I was like, oh, poor Crane.
Well, you know what? He's staying there and she's in the cabin. Yeah, you know,
which is not even Crane's cabin.
So, no.
You know, Abby pointed that out. It's like, which is not even your cabin.
Yeah. I that's why I think he's acting like a bitch. Like, I don't know. I don't understand. You know, and then him showing up and she's like, well, since you asked you and that was like a punch to the gut to me is like, oh, well, when you and Abby asked for my help, I'm asking to return the favor. It's like, really? How old are y'all? Y'all are both acting like 2 years, like you're 2 years old.
Yep.
You know, and she's acting the same way. I'm telling you, that's why they're both doing the same thing and they're both acting the same way. And there's a bigger picture. And I think Abby is the only one that sees it like you can't, you know, I mean, you got to keep your eye on the prize, you know.
Yeah,
and
you can't let little relationship stuff get in the way.
But Abby, you know, it's obvious that Abby was kind of, you know, I mean, I think that the problem is they're so high strung on the, and I get it, at the end of the world and the apocalypse and evil and everything else. Because every, I mean, look at Abby. She was about to take the angel's side in a heartbeat, no matter what.
Yeah.
Until
because he had really cool eyes and awesome black wings.
He was cool, you know. I knew he was kind of fishy from the get-go.
I mean, you could look at his eyes and be like, yo, you're not, mm-mm.
And to be honest with you, I was team horseman, you know? I like the horseman.
I was too. And why was, because I don't want to see him hurt by anybody else but Ichabod.
See, I'm not, now when you say, wait, what do you mean hurt?
Like, I didn't want anybody else to take his power away from him.
Okay.
Like the angel.
Except Crane.
Except Crane.
So I don't want Crane. No.
I think they're going to come together. That's what I still think. I still believe that Crane and the Horsemen are they're going to come together as soon as, you know, she does her little spell and he's going to head back, but he still has his power. They're going to have to come together to take
Crane
down.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
No. He's got to stay the Horsemen because that's what the show's about. Sleepy Hollow and the Horsemen. It's not about a love triangle. It's not about like two jaded guys and they want to get back. Now they're going to team up and get the girl back. No, that's
not. They're not going to team up and get her back. They're
gonna I mean get her back. Like fuck her over is what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
No, can't do that. He's the Horseman. He's the Horseman. You have to have the Horseman.
Very long. She's going to undo that spell.
You know, I saw some people online and I read this article. That that the first season was really badass, and it was like the horsemen and the shotgun, even though it was crazy. And then all of a sudden, it's kind of turned to this whole love thing, and it kind of, you know, Henry thing, and the son, and the baby, and Moloch, and it kind of lost its steam a little bit. And when I was reading, I was like, nah. And then after watching this episode, I was like, you know what? I'm glad that the horsemen came back. I don't like seeing Abraham's head. I don't care about Abraham and his drama.
Yeah.
I'm glad that the Horseman made his battle axe back. I love the fight between him and Orion. I'm glad it's back. I want the Horseman to come with his shotgun and everything else. I don't know. I just
I got a feeling that ratings have went down. Like, I don't pay attention to the ratings or anything like that, but I got a feeling that they went down because last season they got Sleepy Hollow got picked up for season 2
mm-hmm.
the day after it aired.
Yeah, I remember that.
Now they had, as far as I know, they were not announced yesterday when the CW announced, or whatever the CW announced, that they were picking up, you know,
Fox.
A couple more shows. Did Fox announce? I don't even think Fox announced anything.
No. I haven't seen anything. I haven't heard anything. Now, don't get me wrong. I haven't looked. So if the fans
I haven't
are
looked either.
So if the fans are like, you did, you dumbasses. Okay, we haven't looked yet.
Twitter us. Let us know.
Yeah. So, but yeah, you know, I don't know. I think it needs to go back to, I don't know. I saw the end, the, you know, 2 weeks, the return or the remaining of the season. It looks pretty exciting. The horsemen and demons. And that's what I want to see. I like the horse. I want the horseman to get on his horse and blow shit up and shoot people. That's what I want.
You want him to be the bad guy.
Well, yeah. I mean, that was the whole, that's the whole point of Sleepy. I mean, for me, I don't know about anybody else, but for me, I was excited because it was the Sleepy Hollow. It was the Headless Horseman and all that crap. I mean, and now look at the end of this. This was a big giant moment. Captain's back.
He is. Irving is back. Irving is back from purgatory, or is he?
Yeah,
you know,
he got released.
Demon?
He got released from purgatory. That's why he was trying to say, is this hell or heaven? Because he didn't know where he was at. I don't know. That's going to be interesting to see. Is he going to be the same, or is he going to be? Is he going to be tainted?
And he's still a wanted man?
Yep. So that's going to be, I mean, it's all hell's about to break loose.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of, I'm just kind of wondering where it's going to go. I don't want to see I go back to the horse. I don't want the horse, you know, because Trina's like, oh, I'm going to help you turn back to a man. And like, what? And what is that going to do? It's going to make Abraham now, he's not going to have any magical powers. And then the chick that he does like is going to go with Crane. And then he's screwed. So he has to relive it all over again. The pain. True. So no, he's going to...
I think he'll still have his magical powers.
What?
I still think he will.
You can't be magic. You can't be the headless horseman and not have the curse. What is wrong with you? Amy McCracken. You're starting
They're making me wait 2 weeks. That's what's wrong with me.
You're starting to act like Katrina.
Oh, those are fighting words.
Yeah. What else? I think that was, the fight was cool. I loved it. Like, once again, when Crane put Katrina, and even her face was like, no, you didn't. I mean, Katrina's a diva. She is
definitely a diva.
And I'm starting to, and I'm going to tell you something. If anybody listens to our first podcast, I was a fan of hers. Day one, I was a fan of hers because she was just badass witch.
Yes,
but she's churning. She's changing her, and maybe that's what's supposed to happen, because that's why I feel like, I don't know about it. I don't know, but you know, it was good to see the headless horseman headless. I like that. And the demons were cool. The fighting was cool in this. You know, so I'm kind of curious to see where Henry is, you know, because if he killed Moloch, I don't see how he could have died. Maybe gotten pulled down into hell or into purgatory, but everybody escaped. So Henry's still around.
Yeah, Henry's got to be alive, but are they going to bring Moloch back? Now, did he go to purgatory or is he dead?
I don't think he's dead. I think he's probably down in hell. He's got to be. My thing is Henry going to be good or is he going to be bad?
He's got to be bad. He can't be good.
No, because Katrina's probably looking for her son. And you know, that's my thing, in the beginning, was she doing magic? She was doing magic to try. That's what I'd understand. This is where she's doing magic in the beginning. And I was like, oh, she's looking for Henry. But really is to release freaking Abraham from the horsemen.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't she be looking for her son? See, that's the thing. All last first.
Then maybe she already knows.
I don't know, man. We could see all those dead, you know, that magic crap in there, those demons. At first, I thought it was Katrina trying to find Henry. Then we see it's the demons. But I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if Henry, if she's not looking for Henry, Henry's going to be pissed off that she's not looking for him or trying to save him. And then we're going back to ground zero again.
Now, all the demons are looking for a leader. And right. They're obviously going to the Headless Horseman.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So if he turns everybody down and he becomes human, then Henry.
I don't think he's gonna turn him down, because if you saw what's gonna happen in 2 weeks, it looks like Abraham is like going crazy. So it's about to go down, and it better go down, because I really wanted a crazy first episode after that mid-season finale, and I didn't get it.
Yeah. Now, have we figured out if they're only going to have 13 episodes?
I have no clue. That's usually your job. I just go with the flow.
Okay, I'll figure this out. Because I don't think they will, because it comes on the same time as The Following. Right. And I am so ready for some Kevin Bacon on my TV.
I know you are.
I am.
Okay, are we done?
I'm done.
Because once you start talking about hot serial killers, it's time for me to eject the seat. Eject! Scale of 1 to 10. This episode.
I give it an 8.
I would have said 7. Yeah, it just wasn't.
I'm happy that Irving's back.
No.
I was very upset that he was dead. So that's the only reason it got an 8.
No, for me, yeah, I thought it was cool. I just didn't understand the whole. I mean, I would have liked to see more of the demon tracker, you know, but they spent so much time on their relationship and them that I was like, shut up. So it would have been cool to see more of the demon tracker be used, because I thought that was a really cool thing. And it was just like, oh, it's cool, and we can track. And I was like, oh, a rock's going to light up. And then they break it, and it's like, well, I still just, and you dropped an APOM bomb on our relationship. I was like, oh, God, shut up. So, and I still don't understand Holly's point. He's just like, he's got every trinket known to man. And he just, I don't know, it's just not gelling up for me all of a sudden. So in 2 weeks it returns, and
2 weeks they're going to come back with a banging episode.
I hope so. I hope so.
They're going to listen to this and they'll be like, "Woo, we won. We got to fix this. Mike's not happy."
Oh, no. They're going to be like, "These guys are idiots. We have stuff better planned. They have no clue." So that's it, people. Paradise Lost, that's what the episode was called. And don't forget, it airs every Monday on Fox. 2 weeks it returns. And we got all a new episode. And maybe Amy will have a little information of how many episodes are going to be coming. And if it's got renewed, maybe we'll know by then and see what happens. If you want to listen to past shows, including this show, of course, and then, of course, we got Gotham for all my Gothamites out there. Yeah, a couple of spots. You can go to the main spot of blogtalkradio.com/Variety Radio Online. Right there, everything is there. You can go to the VRO.com. That's Amy's site, and everything is there. All you got to do is search and search, you know, Gotham, or search whatchamacallit. I send out a tweet. Actually, for was it for Sleepy Hollow? I think it was. Actually Helix, because Helix returns Friday, and Jesus, who happens to be a VRO host as well, he and I are going to start talking Helix again, season 2. So over the weekend, I went onto the site, thevro.com, and I typed Helix, and everything was on one page for me. And so then I was able to shoot it out on Twitter saying, catch up. So you could do the same thing with Gotham, same thing with Sleepy Hollow, all that good stuff. And other shows there. There's tons of other shows that we have, like, I don't know, like 30, 40 different hosts. You can go there. And, of course, they're on my blog, iWatchMike.com as well. So, Amy, how can people find you? And, of course, the VRO, the rest of the VRO stuff?
Well, they can follow the VRO on Twitter, the VRO. That's it, the VRO. We have an Instagram, Variety Radio Online. We have a Tumblr, Variety Radio Online. We have a YouTube channel, Variety Radio Online, where we actually have some Sleepy Hollow interviews up there. And I said Instagram, that's it. Cool. And then they can follow me. Mm-hmm. It's Amy VRO. And if you want to see all of our hosts on the Variety Radio Online and all of our bloggers, head over to thevro.com, and you can go to staff page, follow us all on Twitter. All of our Twitter names are there. And we are looking for news bloggers. Let me just go ahead and put that out there. We're looking to add some more members to our team. I want some television news bloggers. So if you are interested in joining us, go over to the our info. It's thevro.com. Click on our info, and there is a place right there where you can contact us and let us know what you are interested in doing.
Cool. And for me, you can check me out on Instagram and Twitter at Mike the Movie Guy, and of course my blog, iWatchMike.com. And don't forget, blogtalkradio.com/Variety Radio Online. You can get the RSS feed there. Plus, you can go to the iTunes store and search Variety Radio Online. That way you can subscribe to the shows and you never miss a podcast. Different shows, like I said. I mean, Once Upon a Time, to Gotham, soon to The Following, The Return of the Walking Dead is coming back, yes. Helix, Arrow, The Vampire Diaries,
Flash,
Bates Motel, Supernatural.
Supernatural got picked up for another season.
And got moved to a Wednesday slot because there's going to be some new shows coming. iZombie. Actually, DJ Wicked hit me up last night on Facebook and was like, "Hey, have you seen this trailer yet?" And I click on it, and it's the iZombie coming to CW. And I was like, yeah, I heard about it. Kind of reminds me of Warm Bodies. And he was like, "So you're going to watch it?" And I'm like, a zombie helping solve police cases? Maybe. We'll see. I think that's more of his girlfriend trying to convince him to watch that show.
I think so, too.
Yeah, so I might check it out. I'm curious to see how it's going to be. I know there's a new show coming called, The Messengers? Messengers on the CW, and I think it almost deals with angels, doesn't it?
It does. Well, it does. It deals with, I seen the trailer at Comic-Con and a little sneak peek, and it's really good.
Yeah, it looks
really good.
I think I'm definitely going to try that one, because I tried Dominion on Sci-Fi, got into it, most of it, and then it kind of lost track of me in the last three episodes, and I never got to see the last three episodes of Dominion. I was like, you know what, it's just not keeping my, and I like anything with demons, angels, any of that kind of stuff. So The Messengers, I'm curious to see how it's going to be on and see how that goes. So I think that's it. Once again, we'll be back in 2 weeks, and we'll talk more of Sleepy Hollow. Stay on Twitter with the VRO, because you never know what's going to be posted up there and all that good stuff. So I think that's it, and we'll be back. Amy, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
To everybody else that's been sharing, retweeting, favoring, all that good stuff, thank you very much, and we'll be back. Bye-bye.
My name is Ichabod Crane. In 1781, I died on the battlefield. Now I've been awakened 250 years later in a land I no longer recognize, Sleepy Hollow. You were called to defend humanity from the forces of hell. We both were.
We need to fight with every breath that we have left.
I have faced horsemen without heads. Even discovered my own son is the horseman of war. Let us release our own horsemen. Until we go down. They've been planning this since before the birth of our nation.
What are we willing to do to keep everyone safe?
War isn't coming to Sleepy Hollow. It's been here waiting all along. Goodbye, Father.